Blog Talk Radio. seat if you can. Well, I can understand how you feel, but choir, y'all not finished singing. Come on. Amen. Come on, choir. My, my, my. That's all. That's it. I need another soprano. Something done had it.
God bless you. Good morning, my God Almighty. On this Tuesday morning, I just thank God for each and every one of you. Like I said, always be a blessing to tune in with our brothers and sisters and tune in with the peoples of God, my God, on this morning. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, it's always a pleasure and always a blessing, my God, to worship God with you. I'm telling you, I'm still fired up. I don't know. My God, God is doing something. He's doing something that I just thank God for what he is doing. Listen, saints of God, if you've been going through the fast and been fasting with ADM family, and if ADM family been fasting, my God, faithfully, I'm telling you right now, you'll have a very, it's a sensitive, you become very sensitive to the Spirit of God, and it don't take much at all. And I just thank God for what he is doing, saints of God, in the body of Christ, and I thank God for what he is doing inside of your life. I'm telling you right now, I want you to keep pushing, and you just keep going. And I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of the Lord is here. He's here for your every need. And I'm telling you right now, once you line up and get into that place, what God has for you, the abundancy is here. The things that God is doing is here. Signs and wonders, it is here. I'm so excited about how God is just blessing the people. He's just pouring out his Spirit. He is showing that he still is in the blessing business, in the healing business, the deliverance business, that he'll make a way out of no way when you're necessary. And I'm telling you right now, no matter what you're going through, regardless if it's in your own personal life or it's in your home, it doesn't matter what it is, God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning, he is the end. I'm telling you, all things, my God, gonna work together for his good. And I just give God the glory and I give God the praise. Thanks to God. Yes, we have an ADM family. We've been in the past ever since, my God, Friday on last week, September the 1st. Amen. And I want you to come on and just be a part with us and just come on and commune with us. If you want to know where it is, just log on to ADMGospel.us. ADMGospel.us. Amen. And you'll have all the information in there. When you click on it, say events, you'll see it right there. Amen. And I want you to come on and be a part and just go ahead and keep taking your spirit stronger. Keep going through. Keep pushing on through. And I'm telling you, you'll see the best is yet to come. Amen. The best is yet to come. I just give God the glory. We give God the honor. Saints of God, when we begin to put these different practices in place, you'll begin to see the hand of the Lord move on your behalf. And you'll see God is working things out for your good. Listen, we just in our celebration, my God, we had an awesome time on Sunday. Saints of God, it was just an awesome time for the things that God's doing. Listen, I walked away, ADM family. I say, Lord, I say, when we going to get to the word? And the Lord quickened my spirit. He says, son, y'all be giving so much a word all throughout the week, Monday through Friday. My God, he said, can I just move, my God, for a change and just move like I feel it? I said, God, I'm not touching that. You're absolutely correct. Amen. I'm telling you, saints of God, you just be on Monday through Friday, my God almighty. You'll be getting word after word. You got family bringing word, bringing scriptures, things that God is doing. Mother Helen, she come at with Bible study, give us more word and more word. And sometimes God say, listen, I don't filled you up, and now I want to take a move. Amen. Sometimes after a while, saints of God, you know how we do. we keep having the same old, same old, same old, my God, then it becomes boring to you. But God is a God of creativity. He is a God that knows what we need. He is a God that has many sides. He don't have the same size that way you can get comfortable with him. He is a God, my God Almighty. He is the God. So I just give God the glory, and I thank God for him, for what he given us. For what we need, he given us what we need. Thanks to God, I'm sorry about yesterday that technical difficulty. I know plenty of you don't log on and try to come on in and you couldn't find, but at the end of the day, you know, I thank God for them technical difficulties, because I'm a firm believer that family spend some time together. Amen. We're going to be speaking in tongues day out this week, praying, crying out to God. Amen. And it comes to the time, just go ahead and chill with your family. Amen. Just chill with your family. I got a firm believer of that. But we're going to keep pressing, my God Almighty. I know that very own Mother Jackson, she's ready to intercede and ready to pray. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. And if you don't, go ahead, Mother Jackson, go ahead and come on in and press one on your phone. Thank you. And God bless you. And I'm telling you right now, sister God, he is worthy to be praised. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, Pastor Temple, this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I have to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith and his wife, and every member of the ADM. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God. God, we just thank you for another brand new day, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength, as well as it is, in the name of Jesus. God, we come to you thanking you how you took care of us all day long, all night long, until this point of time, God. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for this blessing, healing, and delivering, and setting the captain free, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, when you awaken us this morning, we begin to say thank you, Lord. We begin to say thank you, God, because you've been so good to us. You've been better to us than we've been ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, this morning, God, we lift up every leader that it is. In the name of Jesus, continue, God, to shield them and protect them, God, and all of their footsteps, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and let them continue to pour out your truth on the lips of clay. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every sick and shedding that it is, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for healing in. For healing in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough, God, because you've been so good to us, God. Oh, God, you picked us up. When we was filthy, when folks didn't think we go make it, God, but we thank you this morning, God. The same people say that we wasn't going to make it, we wasn't going to amount to anything, God, and they begin to see you rise us up like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, so we thank you, God. We thank you for being a mind regulator this morning, God. We thank you for continuing to let the blood of Jesus over our minds, God, over our bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your love that you have poured in us, God, when it used to be hate in our hearts, God. We thank you, God, for just washing our hearts, God. Let your love begin to rise like never before, God. We thank you for teaching us, God. We realize that you're the best teacher, God. Things that we didn't know, God, you begin to teach us, God. You begin to humble us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray this morning that you continue, Lord, to the Lord of say, teach us to be obedient unto our leaders and to you also, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We lift up every husband that it is, God. Continue, God, to make and to mold them into what you will have them to be, in the name of Jesus, God. All of their footsteps, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift every sinner man up this morning, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let them know it's never too late. You're standing right there. You've been knocking all the time, God. If they begin to just open the door and let you come in, God, and see how you can clean them up. See how you can deliver them, God. And take things away from them that they thought never never can be broken, God. So this morning, God, we pray that you pull down every stronghold of the Roboche in the mighty name of Jesus in our life, God. We pray, God, that you break the chain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray that you break every generation curse of the Roboche in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, Lord, Roboche, God, we lift up our journey up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We continue, Lord, to pray for them, God, that you save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, God, Roboche, God, we lift the mothers up this morning, God. Hello, Roboche, God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, God, don't let them give up on their children, their loved one, because help is still here. Continue to pray out of the boat. All their names out right now, but before God. So we thank you for saving our children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, as our kids go to school, God, shield and protect them as they get there. Hello, Roboche, God, and bring them back home safely in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let your people know, God, that's nothing too hard for God. Hello, Roboche, nothing too hard for you to do, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every rebellious step, hello, Roboche, step person up to you, God, this morning, God. We pray, God, that you break that ice, that the Roboche, God, that's been there for years, God. We pray, God, break it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, God, for our elderly mothers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Women's of wisdom, oh, Roboche, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to let them push like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that Roboche, God, to stand up, Roboche, God. Thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you that they can pour out into the young, God, Roboche, even to another old person, God. What God has done for them in the way to go, Roboche, in the mighty name of God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for the Roboche, God. When we look around, God, on every corner, God, you're showing us something. You're showing us that you're soon to come in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray this morning, God, everybody have a Roboche. Get in order with the Lord Roboche, God. Get in order with God in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Oh, God, let us be obedient, and God, let us be so humble, God, that we'll be willing for you to teach us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't let it be said too late for us, God, that we pray in the heart of Roboche, and yet still don't live according to your will, God. And when our time comes, we're hellbound. I say today, Lord, have mercy upon our soul, God. Teach us, God, and Roboche, God. Keep our mind stayed on you, God, that we can have perfect peace, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Continue to burn us with your fire, God. Oh, Roboche, God. Continue to do what you do best. Oh, God, let us continue to yield to your Holy Spirit, God. And oh, Roboche, God. And let your will be done. Your perfect will, oh, Roboche, God. Not our will, Lord, but let your perfect will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to embrace somebody with your love. Tell them all about you, God. Tell them about what you have done in our life. How you deliver us. How you set us free, God. How you been a mind regulator for us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. When we rebel to God, hello, Roboche, God. You straighten us up, hello, Roboche, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this day, God. For parents that have kids, God. Hello, Roboche, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, because we most definitely need it, God. Oh, God, to bring your young men up to being young men, God. Oh, Roboche, God, let them be praying men, God, Roboche. Let them be obedient unto your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Obedient to their parents in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, teach them, God, how to Roboche, God. Oh, pull their pants up on them. Put a belt on in the mighty name of Jesus, God. don't hang with the crowd. Hey, just call on the name of Jesus. Oh, the same way. That you want to rip and run. I dealt with the wrong crowd. Separate yourself and begin to call on Jesus and see what he'll do for you. He'll do more for you than a crowd can. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, he can heal your broken heart. If your heart been broken, when you can't trust nobody else, begin to pray. Begin to call on Jesus and see he'll fix that heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Continue to let us cry out, God. Continue to let us push like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us begin to repent and forgive for all our sins, God. The one that we know of and the one that we do know of, God. Let us begin to repent, God, and ask you to forgive us, God, for all our sins, God. Let us continue to shield our hearts, God, and our minds in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name. Let us begin to give you all thanks to you, God. In the name of Jesus, let us begin to just stretch our hands, God. Begin to praise you and to glorify you, God. Because nobody can't treat us like you do, God. You're what a mighty God we serve, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, begin to shake somebody, God. Begin to shake somebody early this morning, God. And let them begin to say, Lord, I yield, I yield. Let them begin to say, I repent for the remission of my sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. My God, I can feel it. I just take a second of worship here. You know, it just don't take much. It don't take much to trigger my spirit in the spirit. But I just give God the glory for what he is doing. But I'm here to tell you, Sister God, that he is here to provide. He is here to be a blessing to you. He is here to walk with you. He is here to be your God. You just receive him. Just receive him. And I just thank God for what he is doing. And I just bless his holy name. Mrs. Taste of God, I want to take a few minutes this morning before I must give into a nugget. I got a nugget that I want to give you, amen. I got to drop down a nugget that I want to bless you with. But before we do that, listen, I want to open up the lines. Anybody, you know, for anyone, my God, if you're listening by internet, you can go ahead and call in. If you're on the line now, you just go ahead and press 1 on your phone. That you have a testimony, different things you like to share. Amen. I know we've been going hard for some weeks now, for some months now, and we just want to open up the line. Amen. I see you calling. I just want to open up the lines in a few minutes, and I just want to give you a few minutes to open up the line, and you just go ahead and share what you have to share on your heart and share whatever God leads you to share. And I don't know, God probably have me to pray for you or say something to you. I don't know, but we're just going to allow God to have his way, and we just want to give individuals opportunity, my God Almighty, to express or share their testimony, because it's your testimony, amen? Your testimony can help somebody else. Your testimony can encourage somebody else, because a lot of times people get tired and have expectation what the pastor, what the preacher finna say. But when they have somebody just say, you know what, girl, we sit on the same row. You know what, brother, we sit right across from each other. And God done did that for you. Amen. I know he could do that for me, and I'm so encouraged. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to press 1 and open up the lines. And when I open up the lines, amen, I'm going to call the last 4 digits out. Your phone number is 65. I'm going to call the last digit of your phone numbers out, amen. Be listening for it to have a listen for your buzz to come on in, and just make sure that your phone is off of mute, amen. Make sure your phone is off of mute, because it doesn't have to be on, and we're going to buzz you on in. And I want you to come in and share whatever God laid on your heart to share, but I just thank God for each and every one of you. And just make sure you press 1 on your phone. All you have to do is press it one time. It'll tell you you're in the hostess box, amen. When you press that 1, that means you are in. We see you. I see the outcome. And just give me a few seconds. We're going to get to you. Amen. God bless you. We're going to go to our first caller. God bless you. 6589. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor Temple. This is Shaquita Cooper.
Hi, God bless you, Shaquita. How you doing? God bless you.
I'm in better spirit, Pastor.
Amen.
First of all, I would like to say thank you to the AD Family Ministry, First Lady Lakeisha, and Pastor Temple, Pastor C, Mr. and Mr. Pastor Smith, First Lady OG. I mean, Mama OG.
Amen.
And, this week.
That's all right. She's a first lady, too.
this week, we're going to speak it in existence. First Lady, and Pastor Temple assisted us this week in some things that have been going on. We had a snowball of things going on in our life where it seemed like we had no. The thing that was going on in the first part of the week seemed like it was so dreadful until the end of the week, my daughter attempted to try to take her life. And all of that just went away, and God had to put me in another realm of existence at that moment of trying to pray a little harder, to lean on Him a little harder at that moment to gain strength. And I would like to thank Pastor and Lady, First Lady, for assisting us in that journey, in this journey that we are in right now. And I would just like to say that if you have children, and if they're even not yours, cling to them and try to grasp onto them, because not only my child was there, there were 10 other children that attempted to try to take their life that night that was on that floor. Something's going on. We got to do something. We got to seek our community. No one else going to do it for us. And I would just like, that's all I have to really say. And I just like to say thanks, ABM, for being here for us at this moment.
Amen. And we still hear from you. And I just ask everyone, amen. Please don't just, because I know our sister just, she really put it out there. And I thank my sister for being, and I thank our daughter for being able to do so. But I want everyone to just begin to pray for the family. And just begin to pray, not only for the family and not only for her, but pray. It'll surprise you how many families are going through this. It'll surprise you how many families, let's turn this music down. It'll surprise you how many families is going through this, and they come to church and they have these things inside. That's why I earnestly, Pastor is not the one to just say, hey, this person, that person, business. That's why I tell you all, amen. Let's not come in there playing, just not, you could hold somebody's life or somebody breakthrough in your hand. Just not come in there going through the emotions and just coming to church and just having church like it's a game. Your life and the life that you live, it could be an impact to somebody. It could be an impact to somebody. Like our sister, like our daughter, she just talked about. She didn't need a pastor to wait on pastor and say, well, y'all give us a minute. I need to repent. I need to go to God because I'm not right. I need to repent. Baby, you got to, saints of God, you got to live a life because you never know unexpectedly God could call you. God needs you. God needs you to come in. And today, these times, amen, these times, you better believe Pastor was ready. I was ready because the Sunday before last, how the Holy Spirit done came in and dropped on the youth and dropped on our children. And you better believe I was ready. I was doing some battling in the spirit because one thing about the enemy, he don't care about you going to church. He don't care. You could go and sing a couple of hymns. You could go and preach a couple of scriptures. But a moment when that impartation take place between you and the Father and the Holy Ghost, moment when that take place, the enemy got a problem because he know that your destiny, my God Almighty, your purpose. Y'all, listen, let me get ready to go because I'm about finna go. And I'm going to tell you, Sister Shaquita and your family, y'all keep your heads up, keep going. We are here. This is what the family is here. This our job. We are here. We're going to weather the storm, not, my God, not watching you on the sideline, but we're going to weather the storm with you. We're going to go through it with you. Amen. And I'm telling you, we are here.
Amen.
And you keep your head up. And let me tell you something, saints of God, when we went to see my daughter, and when we seen our other daughter, my God Almighty, and I walked in there, my God, she already had a glow on her. She already had a glow on her, you know. But Pastor was quick and ready, and I was ready to go and shoot down some things. But she already have a glow on her. And I know for a fact, Sister Shaquita, you and your husband, y'all came in prayer. You've been praying, and God heard your prayers. And if you don't think God don't hear you, trust me, God heard you. Because all of it was all right. And you got to understand something, saints of God. Even though God heard your prayer, you still got to carry out. Certain process is still going to get carried out. But that doesn't mean he ain't heard you. He heard you. I look, I say, my God, praise God, lay hands, pray. Pastor, go ahead and get up out of here now because it's already done and God has already moved. Y'all keep praying. You keep walking the path that you're on. I know sometimes it might feel rocky. I know sometimes it might feel shaky, but you got to keep walking. Long as you keep walking down this path, y'all going to see, my God Almighty, the abundance of heaven opening up. It's nobody mad but the devil, but one thing I can tell you, they don't mess with the wrong children of ADM. We don't come to play that. We just like a wasp in a hornet's nest. We coming out stinging. We
Amen.
Don't play that.
Amen.
Amen. So we got your back. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Keep going. Keep pressing and keep moving on. Saints of God, my God, that just does something to me. I'm just telling you right now, saints, we are here. We are here. We are here. And I know it's hard to believe because in this day and time to find a ministry, find people that is actually is here to walk with you, that is really hard to believe. Amen. I know it is. But God do have places. He do have set up. He might have, you might see about 20 ministries on one corner, but God have one out of that 20 that is really walking, my God, and operated in the ministry of kingdom that he called it to be. Listen, I'm going to go back to the next caller. God bless you, caller. You're on the air, 7930. God bless you.
Good morning, prophet. Praise be unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good
hallelujah.
Morning. Good morning.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, I just want to just give God all the praise and all the glory. But, Pastor, I thank God for you and your wife and the ADM family.
Amen.
I have literally watched God work miracles in my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was once on the side of the road. Hallelujah. We all know the story about the woman with the issue of blood. She suffered 12 years. But in that 12 years, there was a child that was born. And that child was 12 years old, and Jesus was on his way to go and see about that baby. And that's where the woman got her healing. So I
yes.
just thank and praise God that when I fell, he already had a ram in the bush, prophet, and that was you, to get me back up and going. And this day, I just give God all the glory. Don't nobody know like I know, and Mother OG knows. God
Amen.
Will truly give you the desires of your heart when you diligently seek him and serve him. He will not hold no good thing from you. I sent my son away 12 years ago because he was getting in trouble, wanting to be something that he wasn't raised to be. I can't put 12 years in this broadcast, but I'm going to just sum
Amen.
It up. On Sunday night, my son from 12 years, he came home. I sent one boy to Nebraska. I got two back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I had a fear in my heart that because I sent him away, that he would never come back to me. But he didn't know the day that I put him on that plane, I saw inconsolably through that airport. And I just cried my heart out. I couldn't hold back the tears. Just let my 16-year-old boy go 5 states over to the heartland, to Nebraska. But I just think and I just praise God for making a hard decision. Hallelujah. And 2 weeks after my boy left, his friends, they went to jail for 5 and 7 years doing a high-speed chase through Rockdale County. And that county just didn't play. And I realized right then that if I had not sent my son away, he would have been with his friends. And so I found peace in that. But just being so far away and him finishing school and going to college and not coming back to Atlanta, it broke my heart. But I'm here today to say my heart's been mended, and God gave me the desire of my heart. And this is something that money could not buy. Hallelujah. And I've served faithfully over the years, and I couldn't understand why I was going to the jailhouse and delivering people and helping people get free, but I couldn't help my own son. But God sent me help, and I thank and I praise God this morning for Major Douglas being a help. And I just thank him for just having the family back together again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell y'all thanks this morning. My heart is filled with joy. My heart is overflowing. Hallelujah. And I just thank and I just praise God for his keeping power. And my heart just says, hallelujah, hallelujah. Prophet Temple, I thank you and your wife for your labor of love and how I have witnessed you guys caring and loving for people and getting people back going and activating them and for the true purpose of their life. Like Mother OG, she said you never should have gave her a Bible and a microphone.
Amen.
This is the woman that I met 25 years ago.
Mm.
And things happened down through the years. But when God brought her to ADM, she was reactivated. And I see the power. And I see the ministry in her that's always been there. But it took ADM, a ministry that cares and not set on people gifts, but allow people to operate in their gifts. And I just thank and praise God because she took care of my children, her and her late mother that lived to be 106. And then my kids turned around and babysitted the babysitter. And I just give God all the praise and all the glory and for my husband to be a part of the ministry and my daughter, and to see their lives being transformed. There's no words. There's no words. All I can say is wow, wow. And I love it when God wows me. And I just ask God this morning, God, put a wow in the Saint Spirit. Hallelujah. Because I know that God has no respect to person. What he do for one, he'll do for others. All we have to do is believe and just keep serving him. Hallelujah. Our service do belong to him. And with that being said, I'm going to just say, holla.
Amen. Holla. Amen. Amen. Woo, thanks of God. This is a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, and just as Pastor Seal, she was just talking, she had to make a difficult decision. I had to make a tough decision. Because of the tough decision that she had to make, its flowers come at the end of that decision. Saints of God, you might not understand that certain decisions you might make. Even decisions that comes up in life, it could be very difficult. And it could be very hard. But sometimes you have to make the decision that is best, not only for yourself, but best for the situation or best for an individual. Right then and there, they might not understand. And they might not understand for some months down the road. But long as you do things out of your heart and truth, you better believe they'll come back and say thank you. They'll come back and say, I did not understand it then. I did not understand why. But I understand now. I understand now. Listen, saints of God, I want to drop this down and before I move on. And before we move on today, I want to give you this here. Because the Lord just quickened my spirit on yesterday with something. I was one day with a couple, and the couple had been with each other for about 35 years. And this was years ago. And I say, what is the secret? They say, well, the secret is, you know, you just got to, you know, and love each other. You have to do this and you have to do that. And that's the secret of being with each other for that long. So I said, okay. So I began to watch the individual's life, and I began to learn about individual past. And I began to learn that throughout the 30 years, only three of them years that they could actually say that they was together. Why? Because four or five of the years, they spent fussing and arguing, fighting. Another 5 years spent separated in two different areas. married but yet separated, legally separated. Another years, another couple of more years, trying to work on different things, trying to get it together. In some more years that they spent, out of them years, about two or three of them was actually years of happiness. So let the truth be told that might have 35 years on the belt, but have 3 years of true happiness. Meaning, ever since then, I have my eyes open on different things and different situations. Because, you know, we have this thing and we have this saying that a person or this individual have this for 20 years and this have 15. I wanna have that. But how do you know it was 20 years? Out of the 20 years, about 18 of the years was suffering. And 2 years was just happiness and peace. Because we look at the quantity of things, and we look at the quantities of individuals, and we think because of the quantities, that is what we want. Do you really want that? I learned that, saints of God, we have to look in the quality. Because you could be an individual that is in a healthy relationship for 1 year, and that's been your first year. But a person that done been in a relationship for 8 years, but it was 8 years of mad, of hurt, of sorrow, of regret, of why shall I be with you? Actuality, and quantity-wise, the person that has just been in together for 1 year have not have enough under their belt from the person that been getting for 8 years. But in quality-wise, that person been happy in 1 year longer than the person that been together in 8 years. Saints of God, I want you to begin to position your minds and your spirits. Stop looking for quantity out of life. Let's begin to look for the quality. Because it's the quality is going to sustain you and take you into a longevity, not the quantity. Me and my father was riding down the road the other day, and we seen a sign to where the guy says 72 pairs of socks for $10. 72 pairs of socks. I said, look at that, Father. He said, yeah. He said, but some of them come with holes. Some of them one leg, one sock bigger than the other sock. You put them in the washing machine, they shrink. Imagine you got 72 pairs of rejects and you went and spunk one pair of quality. Who will outlast who? I think that quality is going to outlast that 72 pairs of reject. Search today, saints of God. You want to be quantity just in a number. Or just say, I'm just here. Or you want to be quality. Who are you accepting in your life? You accepting another friend? You want another person? You want another individual that you want to fit in? You accepting another ministry because you feel as though you got a gift? You feel as though you got a title? My name is preacher. I just want to be in. But yet, you don't want to take in the quality. We live our life in so much of suffering because we are looking at the quality of anything, but not looking at the quantity, but not the quality. Let's begin to search the quality. It's just like in the book of Malachi, and I'm not going to go there. Many people don't read this, don't interpret this. Well, a man robbed God as if somebody done took something. Even though robbery we can find as somebody done took, somebody done stole, somebody done grabbed. But they've been interpreted as somebody have not gave or somebody did not give anything. They kept it in their pocket. But that is incorrect interpretation because of what Malachi 1 has said. 1 and 1, 1, the first chapter talked about. It talks about lame and polluted bread. It talks about different things that individuals gave. They gave something that it wasn't of good quality. They robbed the God of quality. Not quantity, of not something. It was quality that they robbed God. It wasn't the money. It wasn't the gift that they gave God had a problem with, or y'all gave. No, it was the quality of what they gave. What are you giving God today? Are you giving God another quantity? Another quantity sermon, another quantity prayer. Here come my average prayer. Here come my average thing. Here come my average song. Or you giving God from your spirit? Or you giving God quality that really comes from the depths of you? Are you giving God what you really feel inside? Or what's really going on inside? Today, saints of God, let's stop working on the mechanics, and let's stop working on trying to fit here and try to be this here. I just need one more thing here. I need one more here. Oh, this person been together for 20 years and that person been together. The advice that you probably looking for, the love that you probably looking for, my God, the happiness that you probably looking for, you probably need to look at that individual in the mirror, even though, my God almighty, you've been going through things for years after years, but you got quality inside of you that God is ready to pull out of you, for you can walk in the quality that is in you. You have it. You have it. You rise up in quality. Rise up in quality. That is the substance is what's going to keep you. That is the substance is going to have you here. Saints of God, I learned that is not in the years, because it could be years of suffering. It's not in that, especially if they never had no good days or no happy days. Out of 20 years, there have been times out of them 20 years, a month here, 5 months here, 1 month, 1 year there, 2 months there. That it sums it all. Out of 20 years, when you really start adding up, it just been 2 years of happiness. 2 years of happiness. So now we ask for advice for where we think an individual that made it have arrived, but yet they made it in quantity. So many people spend their life 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. They got good quantity. But how much quality that they have received out of life? How much happiness? Were you able to accomplish what you need to accomplish? But, or you just hold your head down and complain about everybody else? Were you able to press when everybody don't talk about you and look about you and look around and thinking you this and thinking you that? You able to go for it? Don't spend your time here on earth. Once a year you got a birthday, you're moving up in quantity, but yet the quality have not been fulfilled. Choose this day, saints of God, whom you going to serve. Make up in your mind, I refuse to shed a tear. Devil, you will not have my home. You will not have my wife. You will not have my husband. You will not have my children. No weapon formed against us, it will not prosper. Today, I stand with the quality of God. Today, I stand with certain something, purity, and people of integrity. I stand to represent the quality of the kingdom, not the quantity of you. Woo! My God. So, saints of God, let's make our worship not a worship that all over the world is counted in heaven as a worship. Let's make our worship of quality, a life of quality, not just to live, just to be living, but we're living with a purpose. We're living with a desire. I can care less if you're 60 or 70 years old. You still got a purpose inside of you. I got a purpose that all these children, my grands and great-great-grands, I don't care if they're spiritual, I don't care if they're natural. I got a purpose that I'm going to empower. I'm going to impart motherhood inside of them. I'm not going to spend the rest of my years sitting in the moping and don't feel like I cannot be used. God, I can't use me no more. If I got a voice, if I got a hand to lift it and raise them, if I got some legs to move around, I can empower somebody and I can live on this life with quality. Woo! What's your purpose and destiny in life? Let's begin to focus on the quality, not the quantity. This ADM ministry, God bless each and every one of you. I thank God for you tuning in. We'll see you again nationally on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless each and every one of you.